Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. My guest today is Rhonda Bellamy. Rhonda has had many jobs throughout her time in Wilmington, and she's very well known for her work in radio. She is now, I am glad to say, the Executive Director of the Arts Council of Wilmington. I'll be picking Rhonda's brains about what's going on with the Arts Council these days, and then we'll talk about a special event coming up on Saturday called the Arty Party. So welcome, Rhonda.
Thank you, Jamila, for having me.
You bet. And you know, I love it when I can interview somebody who works across the street. That makes it really easy. You can just come on over here. Well, let's talk about, first of all, I know that you've been very busy at the Arts Council in the last few months. A lot of cool things have been happening. Kind of fill us in on that.
Yes, extremely busy. We have, in the past month or so, administered two grants, the Grassroots Arts Grant, which saw us allocating $50,000 to 17 local arts organizations. Wonderful. That's up from $22,000 last year. So we've more than doubled the allocations to local arts organizations. In terms of the Regional Artist Project Grant, those are for individuals. And I administer the grant for New Hanover, Pender, Brunswick, and Columbus counties. And we last week awarded $15,000 to 17 local artists.
I remember reading the names and thinking, oh, yes.
Stellar list.
Yes.
Stellar
yeah.
list. And in fact, there were more left off than were allowed to be granted. But that just goes to show just how strong our arts community is here.
It's amazing for a city this size, the number of talented individuals who live here and the number of arts groups that have such phenomenal offerings. So it's sort of an embarrassment of riches when you're given all these people their names and their projects to look at and decide.
It is. It
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
And we had great panelists looking at those. I'm, of course, as the administrator, I don't actually vote on the, but I could not, they were pitch perfect in terms of recognizing those artists who were ready to take it to the next level.
Wonderful. So you had several people on that panel?
Yes. Actually, it was observed by Jeff Pettis from the State Arts Council, and we had representatives from Brunswick County as well, and my board.
Wonderful. So anything else going on we should know about? Is there a
current
art exhibit?
Well, of course, we do have a new board.
Oh, yes.
Board chair, in fact, Clyde Edgerton.
Wow.
And it's just a thrill to work with him. And
he
we're just expecting great things for our Arts Council.
Yeah, he's not only talented, but just seems to be a really fine human being.
Yes.
So that's
yes.
good. So has that new board come in now? Are they already starting?
Right. Well, we have a new board chair. The board is reconstituting itself after you have a change in leadership. And, of course, we were so very thankful for Dr. Eric McKeithen's leadership for the time that he was here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about what's coming up on this Saturday. It's called the Arty Party. It is Saturday.
We say it, Jamila. The Arty Party.
The Arty Party. Okay, the Arty Party is coming up Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. at the wonderful new Union Station at Cape Fear Community College. That's at 502 North Front Street. So the corner of Front and
Red Cross.
And Red Cross. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm like, I've lost my mind there for a moment, which happens frequently. So let's talk about the Arty Party and what all is happening.
Well, I'll tell you what. We are just so gratified by the overwhelming support shown by the arts community. That's what makes this so very special. Artists have donated some of their prized creations for a silent auction that will feature works by Elizabeth Singletary, sculptor Paul Hill, Jody Rippey, Iris Simmons, Dick Roberts, Justine Ferrari. I mean, they've all just come together, given their art in order to help to build the Arts Council, and it's wonderful. We're going to have endless entertainment provided by Grinaldo Frazier.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to have Nicole Thompson, Bob Workman.
Oh, is Bob coming to sing?
Bob's coming to sing
for
his
great.
Supper. Pam Toll, Melanie Walter, and across discipline. So it's not just a fine art show or a visual art show. We have the best of Wilmington coming together to help to build the Arts Council.
Wow. Sounds like a real variety of entertainers that got going on there.
Definitely.
Now, this event is from 7 to 10. And
7
so
to 10.
There's not a sit-down supper, but there's heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Right. It's
a,
and we call it our inaugural grand reception because this is the first time that we've had a large-scale public event. And so we wanted to, before the year was over, have an opportunity for people to come together and to celebrate art.
So it's Saturday night from 7 to 10 at Union Station at Cape Fear Community College, the corner of Front and Red Cross. Grand reception, silent auction, marvelous entertainment, and a preview of next year. Now, I don't want to steal the thunder from that event and have you give all the preview right now, but what are just maybe one or two of the things that people will hear about on Saturday night?
We will be talking a little bit about the pedestrian art program. We think that that is probably the best way to help establish Wilmington as an arts destination is to put it right out there in the public. And so everyone can access large-scale sculpture in our downtown area and, in fact, around the county. And so we will be announcing some of those plans as well as what we hope to achieve grant-wise next year. And we have a number of other really large events coming up next year, including Book Smarts. Clyde Edgerton is bringing in three of his really good writing friends, like Jill McCorkle and Lee Smith and Randall Keenan.
Wow.
And it's going to be an interview format. We're going to be out at Lumina on March 8th. And also, in this fiscal year, we're going to have a designer showcase home. So we're really pleased. We don't want to go out and have to create programming. Our arts organizations are already doing a wonderful job of
that.
So we wanted to find some other fun ways to help to build the Arts Council.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing the voice of Rhonda Bellamy. She is the Executive Director of the Arts Council of Wilmington. It is so wonderful to have an Arts Council again here in town after many years. Wow, 10 years without an Arts Council. And what does an Arts Council do, Rhonda, that doesn't happen through any of the other artist groups in town? What is it? What's the main mission of the Arts Council?
We are primarily the only group that raises money for all of the arts.
Okay.
You know, many arts organizations raise money to sustain themselves, but we raise across the board for individual artists and arts organizations. We also, as one of our primary functions, hope to establish the region as an arts destination. We had some wonderful coverage on UNC TV, actually, last week about Wilmington as an arts destination. And we were really pleased to tell them about the economic impact here and the fine work being done by so many local artists.
Well, and last week was just kookalorous everywhere.
Wow.
So.
I mean, you know, and with the film industry, it is an embarrassment of riches, to quote what you just said.
Yeah. Let's talk about the tickets for this are $75. And so the money from that goes to support the local artists.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Good. And there are still tickets available. You can call 910-343-0998. Rhonda, can they also get tickets on the website?
Right on the website.
Okay.
Right on the front page, you'll see the Arty Party.
Okay.
And you click on the Arty Party.
The Arts Council of Wilmington.org. Now, I can just hear Grinaldo saying that.
Yes.
We have a couple minutes left, Rhonda. Is there anything else that you would like to share with us about the work of the Arts Council or about the Arty Party?
Yes. Well, the work of the Arts Council, of course, we're continuing with some programs, including pedestrian art, but also we coordinate the Fourth Friday Gallery program. And it's really become increasingly regarded by people in other areas who say, we know we're going to go to Wilmington for the weekend because all of the galleries downtown are open from 6 to 9 for that after-hours celebration of art and culture. So we're really pleased about that. And the partnerships that we form. Of course, we're a partner on the Big Read. And in fact, as part of our contribution to that, we will be sponsoring the Swing Time Canteen that takes place at the Community Arts Center, the Hannah Block Historic USO Community Arts Center on Friday. That's free to the public.
And it's Is that coming up this Friday?
And it's going to feature a Duke Ladd and his big band. So it's going to evoke that sense of recreation that's so needed in times of for the military, in fact. And so it's tied into Tim O'Brien's The Things They Carry.
That's what that book is all about, and that's what the USO was all about. And that building is still there and still operating, has wonderful historical exhibits about the days of the USO using that building. There's a sign there for donuts for 5 cents and all kinds of uniforms.
Thanks largely to the efforts of Wilbur Jones and several others who were really dedicated to that. And so we're pleased to partner for the second year on the Big Read, and so pleased that our community for the second read has a grant from the NEA to do this.
So this party on Friday night is what time?
It is 6:30 to 9:30.
And it's free.
And it's
Friday.
Free.
Okay.
Donations will be accepted.
Exactly. Fabulous. But I want to just review for our listeners right now, the Arty Party is coming up Saturday, 7 to 10 p.m. at Union Station at Cape Fear Community College. It includes a grand reception, silent auction, entertainment, a preview of next year, heavy hors d'oeuvres, and cocktails. You can get your tickets at 910-343-0998 or go to the website artscouncilofwilmington.org. You can read all about it and get your tickets there as well. Rhonda Bellamy, thank you. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Always, always. Thank you.
Good. This is WHQR.